Hundreds of youth and adults are in Fairbanks as part of 4-H Western Region Leaders Forum. KUAC's Robert Hannon reports.
For some 40 years, 4-H clubs in the 13 western states have taken turns hosting the regional forum. Jan Hanscom is past president of the state volunteer organization. She says the current event has drawn some 300 4-H leaders and agents to Fairbanks, where they'll take in at least 100 workshops on everything from swine matchmaking to constructing a rocket stove or cuspuck. Hanscom says interest in 4-H today is growing as more people wonder how and where their food is grown.
Why are we shipping food from millions of miles away to get it to Fairbanks? And oh, by the way, the barge broke down, so now we don't have food in the store.
Hanscom says 4-H teaches kids about more than farming. It also focuses on science and the skills it takes to succeed today. 55 teens and their chaperones spent the day at UAF touring the campus. She says the visit underscores the vital connection 4-H has with the university's co-op extension service, a connection that's at risk in the legislature's current budget.
If the university and the state does not provide the matching funds, cooperative extension will go away this year, and that would mean no more 4-H.
Hanscom says it's hard to forecast the 4-H's future in the state, but more immediately, the Regional Leaders Forum continues at the Westmark Hotel through Friday. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.